This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various railway projects through video conferencing. In a key move to further boost connectivity in the region, the Prime Minister inaugurated the new Jammu Railway Division. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the launch of the rail infrastructure projects in Jammu and Kashmir, Telangana and Odisha will promote tourism and add to socio-economic development in these regions. The Prime Minister added that the country is engaged in achieving the resolution of a developed India, and for this the development of Indian railways is very important. On the occasion, Union Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said creation of the Jammu Railway Division will help in development of new facilities in Jammu and Kashmir and promote tourism. Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated the Charlapalli new terminal station in Telangana and laid the foundation stone of the Rayagara Railway Division building of East Coast Railway. Amid rising concerns over an outbreak of human metapneumovirus HMPV in China, two cases of HMPV have been detected in Karnataka. The Indian Council of Medical Research has detected the cases in 3-month-old female infant and an 8-month-old male infant. Both the infants are now recovering and neither of the affected patients have any history of international travel. The Union Health Ministry is monitoring the situation with all the available surveillance channels. Meanwhile, speaking to media persons, Karnataka Health and Family Welfare Minister Dinesh Gundu Rao said there is no reason to believe that the HMPV virus found in the infants in Bengaluru are of the same variant found in China. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the 8th pre-budget consultation with the stakeholders and representatives from the trade unions in New Delhi today. The meeting was held ahead of the presentation of Union Budget 2025-26. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan held a meeting in New Delhi today. During the meeting, discussions were held on deepening of bilateral, regional and global cooperation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he appreciated Jake Sullivan's personal contribution to forging a closer and stronger India-U.S. partnership. India has condemned the reported airstrikes on Afghan civilians by Pakistan. In a statement, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal said, India unequivocally condemns any attack on innocent civilians. The spokesperson said it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbours for its own internal failures. Delhi police has arrested 9 Bangladeshi nationals from the city in an ongoing crackdown on illegal immigrants. All arrested persons were sent for deportation. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Delhi Police DCP M. Harshvardhan said police has intensified its drive against illegally staying foreign nationals in the Central District area. The 15th edition of Asia's biggest aero show, Aero India 2025, will be held at the Air Force Station Yelahanka in Bengaluru, Karnataka, from the 10th to the 14th of next month. The theme of the event is the runway to a billion opportunities. Aero India will provide a unique platform for forging partnerships between foreign and Indian firms to accelerate the indigenization process and showcasing cutting-edge technologies. Prakash Parv, marking the 358th birth anniversary of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, has been celebrated with traditional gait and fervour across the country. The main function is underway at the birthplace of the founder of the Khalsa Panth at the Takht Shri Harmandir Sahib at Patna in Bihar. The 3-day annual event will conclude at midnight with an attractive show of firecrackers at the Takht Shri Harmandir Sahib. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. Cold wave conditions are prevailing across North and East India for the 4th consecutive day today, with temperatures dropping several notches below normal and dense fog reducing visibility in many cities. The weather has affected train and flight schedules. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very dense fog conditions will continue over the Indo-Gangetic Plains through the next 3 to 4 days. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a 15-member women's squad for India's upcoming 3-match ODI series against Ireland. Captain Harmanpreet Kaur and ace pacer Renuka Singh Thakur have been rested for the series. Smriti Mandhana will lead the women in blue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.